Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. Welcome back to the Wind Up Women podcast. I'm so excited to have you back here today because we are diving into one of the most popular topics I feel like people ask. People who are reaching goals and people who are doing all the things and achieving all the things. I feel like everyone always asks them, what's your morning routine? What is your day like? What do you do every single day? How do you wake up early? How do you have motivation? How are you so positive? All of these things, right? And I know for me, I'm always curious on when I'm looking up to someone and I'm seeing that they're being successful, they're achieving their goals, they're doing all the things. I'm always curious, what are they doing? Don't you ask yourself that? I don't know about you, but I do every single time. I'm like, what are they drinking? What are they like? What is their routine like? When are they waking up? When are they going to bed? You know, what are their thoughts that are going on? Like, you know, all of these things. And I want to know. And it's like that little sneak peek that we can get into someone's life to realize what is their routines? What are their habits? What are they thinking? What are they doing? What are they eating? What are they like doing to take care of their body and all of the things? So cheers to another episode of me sharing my morning routine and kind of some things that you can take with you today. And as something that I feel is ever changing with your season of life, like there's never one routine that you can stick to forever. It's always going to change just like you do. And I did an episode way back when about morning routines, and I wanted to redo this because as life changes, priorities change, goals change, lifestyle changes, like freaking COVID. I mean, we all are learning to adapt and become and evolve every single day into the person that we want to become better, right? So, and that really involves our morning rituals and routines and how we start our day. And I truly believe, girlfriend, is, you know, the way my morning plays out can either make or break me for the rest of the day. Have you ever hit snooze like 10 times on your alarm? I see you, girlfriend. I see you. And you like are like, whatever, I don't need to wake up early. And then so you're hitting snooze for the 10th time and you roll out of bed and you only have like 30 minutes to get ready for work. You're running, you're going to the shower, you're running out the door. You forgot to make breakfast. You're like pulling at your clothes because you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even button my pants. You're running into the car and then you get, honestly, you get behind like the slowest people in traffic. You're rushing into work. You're like mad at everyone. You're like, oh, this is so annoying. Like you're tripping over your own feet. Like you forgot maybe breakfast at home or something. You forgot your phone at home. You're just like this hashtag hot mess express. Who's with me? Who has had one of these days? Literally screenshot this episode, tag me on your Instagram stories if you have ever had one of those mornings. You know, it's maybe called the case of the Mondays or hot mess express, you know, all of these things. And I want you to run your day and not let your day run you. And think about it. If you are someone who has kids, if you wake up when your kids wake up, you are going to be chasing the day along with them. You didn't have a chance to make their lunches. You didn't have a chance to have your own morning coffee and relax by yourself. You didn't get your workout in. You didn't get your gratitude in. You didn't do anything for yourself because you're constantly worrying about other people before putting that time into yourself. And that's why morning time for you is so valuable, because you'll be able to put that time into yourself first thing in the morning and be able to give back to others once they wake up and once you get to work and all of the things, right? So I will admit, I was never really a morning person in high school, in college. Like, girl, I thought 9 a.m. classes was a crazy thing. Like I'm like, who wakes up before 9 a.m.? Like, why? But it really is all about the way, you know, we approach it and we do our rituals and the way we think about it and the way we see it as we're waking up earlier for ourselves. It's not a punishment. It's not because we have to. It's because we get to. It's because we get to take that time for us. We value ourselves enough to do that. And it really is the biggest pet peeve of mine is when someone tells me that they're busy. They're too busy. I said, well, you might be the person that needs to wake up earlier then, because if you're that busy, you can't do X, Y, Z. You can't have a morning routine. You can't take time for yourself. You can't get a workout in. Then you need to reevaluate your priorities in your life. And even when you're busy and you're working a lot and just having a lot going on in the moment, you can still make the most of your mornings. So here are a few tips that I kind of compiled. I was just like brainstorming on the things that I've been doing over these past like 2 months, getting back to like school and my full-time job at the school and just getting back into a routine and see if you want to adapt them and see if it would help you as well. So getting an early start, obviously, that's the first tip. Number one, getting an early start. So even if it's just an extra 30 minutes, getting an early start to your day, girl, is so life-changing. Yeah, it might suck, especially when the weather gets colder and you're like, I just want to stay in my cozy bed. But instead of just waking up at 6 a.m., maybe wake up at 5:30 or even 5:20. For me, I wake up every single morning around 4:40. Right now, I find that the best for me for my sleeping. It used to be 4:20, but I just needed that extra 20 minutes. I needed it. So I'm allowing myself to wake up at 4:40 right now. And honestly, just waking up earlier, you can do it in little intervals, maybe 15 minutes earlier tomorrow, 30 minutes earlier the next day, 40 minutes earlier the next day, and just work your way up to a time that feels good for you. And honestly, for me, mornings are when I'm most productive, because by the end of the day, the last thing I want to do is a workout. The last thing I want to do is XYZ for like maybe my business, even though I do a lot of business work, but it's like my best brain power is in the morning. So why not use that time wisely and like literally buy back time for yourself? So I love to get my workouts in the morning. I love to do a couple business activities in the morning. And you can use those extra 30 minutes or even an hour or even 2 hours in the morning to fit in a workout or practice self-care or get some tasks done before everyone in your house wakes up or before you have to go to your full-time job. Use that time to do something you know you normally wouldn't fit in to your busy schedule. You're buying back time, essentially, which is beautiful. All right. So tip number two is meditate. I don't know if you saw, I did a meditation and movement challenge with my clients last month and it went amazing. Oh my gosh, these girls, so many of them have never stuck with meditations for longer than like 2 days. And we all committed 31 days and it was amazing. We've had some breakthroughs. There was crying. There was realizations. There was just happy moments, blissful moments, amazing things were coming up for us. And it was just so beautiful. So I messaged them all like November 1st. And I was like, all right, who's continuing on this meditation journey with me and doing it every day? And a lot of them were like, hell yeah, because meditation can be such a game changer. And girl, before you say it, I know you said it. Before you say this in your brain right now, I know what you're thinking. Meditate? How can I meditate when I'm just so busy? I don't have time for that. Or I'm not good at that. Or I tried it. I'm not that great. Girl, no one's great. That's why they call it a meditation practice. You're always practicing. You're always getting better. You're always like literally practicing the art of sitting still, which is what we as busy humans and type A humans need in our life. Right? So meditation will help honestly just clear out your busy mind. It helps you filter out that noise, that inner mean girl, that those voices saying, go do this, you know? It really can help you come back and ground yourself into the present moment. And having a very active and busy life, whether it be work, school, career, like businesses, keeping like chores, I don't know, other things like fun hobbies that you like to do, maybe you're volunteering, that often means that your mornings are the only time of the day you can take a few moments just for yourself to meditate. And why not use those to find some clarity on your life? Find some gratitude in your life. Find some peace and joy in your life. So worth it, girlfriend. So if you want in, let me know. I have all the meditations and workouts and all the things. So the link is in the bio if you want to learn more about my meditation and movement groups. But yeah, tip number two, meditate. All right, number three. It's all about the prep. So girl, if you are not prepping the night before for your day ahead, that is a game changer. So for some of us, like honestly for me, the mornings are like I'm running and running and running. Like I'm doing things right after my workout and shower. I'm getting ready and going right out. So by prepping the night before, you can eliminate some of that stress of getting ready for the day. So in the evening, maybe take 10 minutes, just 10 minutes to clean things up, maybe do the dishes so you're not feeling cluttered when you walk in the kitchen the next morning. Think about maybe laying out your workout clothes, setting the coffee maker, plan your outfit for work. Make sure you have everything you need ready to be packed. Maybe prep your lunch the next day and maybe prep any like mugs or like a blender. Oh my gosh, you hear my dog? Maybe just prepping things for the next day, which is just something that can be such a game changer for anyone who has a busy morning. Prepping your kids' lunches. All right, so the next tip is, hold on, Molly, come here. Come here, Mom. I hope you enjoy this. I'm not editing this out because I want you to know we all have our lives. So 5 minutes of gratitude. I have been loving this lately. I've been kind of implementing it over the last couple weeks. Is I've been really trying to wake up every morning and first thing I think about is three things I'm grateful for. So when you think about morning rituals for busy people, sitting down and making a list of things you feel grateful for might seem kind of silly, but it doesn't have to be sitting down and writing it out. It could literally be you just saying it in your head. Or even saying it out loud. Like in the shower, think about, hey, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the hot water in the shower. I'm grateful for, you know, waking up today. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. Instead of saying, ugh, another Monday. Ugh, it's almost the weekend. Finally, ugh, I don't feel good. I hate my body. I never have the good clothes. I never have anything to wear. Like, how can that get your day started right when you're having that negative mindset first thing in the morning? It won't. We complain so much. Your mornings set the tone for the rest of your day. So if you're whining, you're complaining, you're fumbling around, you're throwing things around, you're pissed off, you're going to have a shitty ass day and everything will irritate you. So think about how different things would be if you took just 5 minutes or even 1 minute to think about things that you're grateful for every single morning. So you could use affirmations. You could have little sticky notes on your mirror with all the things that you're grateful for and just read them out loud while you're looking at yourself in the mirror. You can listen to them. I use the ThinkUp app and listen to affirmations sometimes. You can read them on a list that you have, maybe like on a journal that you look at every single day, or literally before you're feet hit the ground, like literally, this is what I do. I say, I'm grateful for my bed. I'm grateful for waking up today. I'm grateful for Justin. I'm grateful for my dog, Molly. I'm grateful for these comfortable sheets, all of these things. Like just starting your mind off positive. And it can just be like such a huge game changer, trust me. All right. So tip number, what number are we on? 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, tip number 5. So maximize your getting ready time / commute time, or any time that you're like doing things that you can't like you're getting ready, like you're doing your makeup, you're doing your hair, you're showering, you're driving in the car, you're making breakfast. Maximize that time by taking advantage and listening to either an audiobook or a podcast. I am obsessed with both, obviously. I wouldn't have a podcast if I wasn't. But I love listening to any of my favorite podcasts or any audiobook that I'm listening to in that month. I try and finish one book a month. I'm trying to up it right now. That's like my goal, is to finish 2 a month, which would be on point. But the point is, you can do something productive even when you're doing other things. And filling your mind with positivity is such a great way. So in the car, instead of listening to music, why don't you listen to an audiobook about positivity, or a podcast about positivity, or, you know, something that you want to learn that day, or even if it's like financial stuff that you want to learn, or relation stuff you want to learn, or a comedy podcast making you feel like happy and silly and light, right? So maximizing that space, that time that other people would just have like stale air, fill it with positive air. All right. Tip number 6. All right. Tip number 6. This one is going to be a tough one for you, because I know, because it is for me. So don't reach for your phone. So there was a time when the first thing I did after opening my eyes was roll over and look at social media on my phone. Crazy, right? I know, trust me, I'm sure you do it too. Or you're looking at your emails, you're looking at your texts, you're looking at your messages. And this means that the minute I woke up, I was in hustle mode, already stressing, already thinking about things I need to get done, messages I need to answer, things I need to do today. Things I haven't accomplished yet, like beating myself before my feet have even hit the ground. And if you're a busy person, which I know you are, because you're probably listening to the podcast, because it's morning routines for busy people, chances are you have a lot going on, girlfriend. And your phone is going to be there probably all day, right next to you, with notifications blowing you up constantly. So your morning should be peaceful. So I like to wake up. This is literally what I do. I wake up in my head. I'm like saying like 3 or 4 things I'm grateful for. I wrap myself in my nice cozy robe and I go to the kitchen. I make my pre-workout. I let Molly out. I prep the coffee maker. As I'm doing this, I'm listening to things, either like I'm listing things in my head that I'm grateful for. I'm listening to Think Up app, which I have my vision statement and affirmations in there. So I do one or the other. It depends. And then I wash my face. I brush my teeth. I get ready for my workout. And then I do a meditation. So I haven't checked any messages, haven't checked any social media platforms, haven't checked any emails. And then I go work out. Like, I'm literally, that time is meant for me. So figure out what you need to do to make sure you're not checking anything on your phone. Maybe have like all of the apps that you use on this next like slide. You know how iPhones, you have like 2 or 3 or 4 screens, no matter how many apps you have. Maybe put all the apps that you tend to check immediately on the second screen so you don't see them, you know? Or just be conscious of it and be like, okay, no, I'm not going to look at this until I'm done my workout, XYZ. All right. Tip number 7. Honestly, this is just doing what works for you. So what works for me might not work for you. And so when it comes to routines and habits, there's no such thing as one size fits all, right? There never will be. And there won't be for me maybe next month. This might not work for me because my life changes, my goals change, my personality changes. I grow and my routine grows with me. So you have to adjust it to your needs according to your schedules, your priorities, your life, your goals, everything. And something unconventional might work for you that might not work for me. So, you know, I like to wake up and put on a big fuzzy robe, but you might like to wake up and put socks on and get dressed immediately, right? I like to, you know, do my pre-workout and do my meditation first, but you might like to do your pre-workout and do your workout first. So you have to think about like all these things, or maybe you like to journal, or maybe you like to listen to music and dance, or maybe you like to, you know, just sit on the couch and have a cup of coffee and look outside and just relax. But this is just a great way for you to kind of think about it. Like, what do I want to do? What feels good for me? What do I need today? What do I need right now for me in this moment? Maybe it's just a yoga practice. Maybe it's just a meditation and journaling. Maybe it's just taking a bath or a long hot shower. And even if it's just a cup of coffee, you can have all by yourself before the day even starts. So I hope this episode helps you realize how important mornings are and stop saying you're not a morning person and become a morning person, because it will change your life. Just like they say, change your mornings, change your life. And there's something that I say all the time and I hear all the time. And even when you're so freaking busy or live a very crazy life, your mornings don't have to feel rushed and messy. Remember that you are the one who sets the tone for your mornings in the day to come. So why not take control of that? Buy back time because you are worthy. All right, girlfriend, I cannot wait to hear what your morning routines are. Reach out to me, screenshot this episode, share it on your Instagram stories. And like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine, because it's never good to keep things bottled up. I'll see you next week. Bye, babe.